Hi, everybody. I'm Matt Rosenberg, along with Nick Gazzola and Jimmy DeFalco. You're listening to Sports Talk Radio every week right here on Podomatic.com, and we talk baseball and football action every week. And as we all know, the NFL draft coming up tomorrow. It is Friday, and Saturday's the NFL draft. So Jimmy DeFalco will start it off with his mock draft. Jimmy, what's going on?
Nothing much, Matt. How you doing?
Good.
Well, I'll just get started right with the mock draft. Number one, Texans, Reggie Bush, great player. Number two, Saints, Mario Williams. Number three, Titans, Matt Leinart. Number four, Jets, DeBrickshaw Ferguson. Number five, Packers, A.J. Hawk. Number six, 49ers, Vernon Davis. Number seven, Raiders, Vince Young. Number eight, Bills, Haliati Nagata. Number nine, Lions, Ty Hill. Number 10, Cardinals, Jay Cutler. Number 11, Matt's favorite team, the Rams, and Mike DeSantis' favorite team, Michael Huff. 12, Browns, Winston Justice. 13, Ravens, D'Angelo Williams. 14, Eagles, Sanaris Moss. 15, Broncos, Jimmy Williams. 16, Dolphins, Broderick Bunkley. 17, Vikings, Lindell White. 18, Cowboys, Max Gene Giles. 19, Chargers, Greg Lee. 20, Chiefs, Chad Greenway. 21, Patriots, Manny Lawson. 22, 49ers, Santonio Holmes. 23, Buccaneers, Thomas Howard. 24, Bengals, Ashton Yobadi. Number 25, my favorite team, Nick Gazzola's favorite team, and Matt Rowan's favorite team, the New York Football Giants.
By the way, Mike DeSantis and Matt Rowan joining us today just to talk a little football and baseball. Go on, Jim.
Okay, number 25, Giants, Bobby Carpenter from Ohio State. Number 26, Bears, Chad Jackson. Number 27, Panthers, Maurice Drew. Number 28, Jaguars, Tomby Holly. Number 29, Jets, Nick Mangolo. Number 30, Colts, DeQuell Jackson. Number 31, Seahawks, Charles Spencer. And with the last pick of the first round, the Steelers are going to take Derek Hagan after losing Antoine Randall. I think they're going to need to take a wide receiver.
Yeah,
Mike,
yes.
What are your thoughts on this?
Mike DeSantis.
Well, I have to say, Titans with the third pick and the Jets with the fourth. Well, we all know Steve McNair is getting old, and
right. He's
suitable for a backup now. He's
definitely
getting pretty old.
Mm-hmm.
He can't start anymore. So I think they're going to have to go with the quarterback. I think that maybe... probably Matt Leinart winning two championships with USC. And then the Jets, they need a quarterback with Pennington getting hurt a lot the last 2 years. And then, so I think they're going to have to go over to with Vince Young. Or
yeah.
If the other way, if the
Titans. But see, I disagree with that. Didn't the Jets give Pennington a lot of money this offseason?
Yeah, but...
So
yeah, they expect him to be their starting quarterback.
Yeah, so I don't know why they'd waste a fourth overall pick on a guy
right.
like that when you could get to DeBrickshaw Ferguson. Maybe if Pennington had protection, maybe he wouldn't have hurt his shoulder twice. You guys don't know that. So they're going to take DeBrickshaw Ferguson. He's going to help protect the blind side of Chad Pennington.
Right.
And that's why I think that would be the best pick for the Jets.
Yeah, they need an offensive line
I still think that they should take a quarterback. And also... they have a pick later in the first round, number 29, and they could always get a sleeper then.
Right.
So get a sleeper.
So what you're saying is you think that with the fourth pick
should if the Titans take Leinart, they should get Young. If the Titans take Young, they should get Leinart. So, and with the 29th pick, I think they should go after maybe a sleeper for a lineman. So... that's what I think. And now we're going to go to Mac Rosenberg for his opinion.
Thanks, Mike. I just have a couple of things to say. A lot of, who was it, Chad Greenway or Chad Jackson, who a lot of people think is the best wide receiver in the draft based on what we've seen so far. And then, of course, Santonio Holmes, also, a lot of people also think he's the best in the draft. I'll just send this around the room. You know, who's better? I mean, according to Jimmy, I guess it's Holmes who's better, right?
Well,
Jackson going later.
I think Sanaris Moss is the best wide receiver in this.
Oh,
draft.
you're gonna single out Moss?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
Mike, who do you think is the best wide receiver?
Yeah, do you think it's even between those two?
I'd have to go Santonio Holmes.
Yeah, yeah,
I agree.
Definitely.
Yeah, Santonio Holmes is a guy that we saw throughout college. I don't think any of us heard. I mean, you know, knowing the football fanatics in here, Jimmy and Nick, probably knew about Chad Jackson before. Did you know about him before the draft even emerged?
Yep.
Did you know about him? Okay, so, but,
yeah,
you know, me, so did Mike, and me being more of a baseball fanatic. I didn't even know who he was. I knew who Holmes was from, you know, just hearing it all over the place. But, you know, you never know. We'll see what happens. And did you have Jay Cutler in that first round?
Yes, I did. I don't remember. He's 10 for the Cardinals.
10 for the Cardinals. A lot of people think he's going to the Cardinals as well. But, you know, the Rams could get him, too.
I think that the Raiders, the 7th pick, might go after Jay Cutler. It's my opinion with the young and Lyon going 3rd and 4th.
See, now there's a flip.
I think the Raiders might go with
Cutler. Would you rather have? Would you rather have Young or Cutler? I'd rather have
Cutler. Well, there's only really been, I'm not saying this, it might sound weird, but Warren Moon, in my opinion, only successful ethnic quarterback. You think about it. There's only he's the only really successful ethnic quarterback. Just think about it. Look at the numbers. Vince Young, I don't know if it's just coincidence or whatever, but I'd be safe. I'd probably end up taking Lyon.
We're just going to recap here. I think Zanarius Moss is the best in the draft. Mac thinks Antonio Holmes. Nick thinks Antonio Holmes.
We're talking
Holmes.
Wide receivers, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Nick thinks Antonio Holmes. Mike thinks Antonio Holmes. And Matt, who do you think?
I definitely think that Zanarius Moss is the best wide receiver.
So, me and Matt think Zanarius Moss. Mike, Nick, and Mac all think that Santonio Holmes is the best, so we'll see who does better.
And I have to say one thing, I'm very surprised no one thinks Chad Jackson's the best wide receiver in the draft. Coming in, Mel Kiper honestly thinks that Chad Jackson, he's the best wide receiver in the draft.
Right. You never know. About Young and Cutler, I mean, that's a stretch because Young's not that bad. He's not definitely not as good as everybody thinks, but is he better than Cutler? I mean, Cutler might be better than Young.
Nope. I just have to say my first...
Possibly. I mean, you know.
I have to just say my opinion. I think Jay Cutler is the best quarterback in the draft. You guys can laugh all you want, but I think he's the best QB
really?
In the draft.
Really? That's very bold.
Bro, now, you know what? I have to say one thing. Is it because of how he did in the combine?
Nope. Oh. It's because I have watched film on Jay Cutler, and I've watched film on Matt Lyon. Matt Lyon has a lot more protection than Jay Cutler did.
And Cutler still
makes the perfect throws.
And Cutler...
Scrambling, running on his feet, dodging tackles, still makes the good throws.
And,
that's why I think Cutler's
and
the
best. And Cutler, I'll admit, I've never even seen him play. I've seen his head, and I know he's bigger than Matt Lyon. So that's why Lyon needs more protection, because
sounds
he's not as big.
Sounds like the running, throwing, scrambling, sounds like Vince Young. And if he had the protection that Vince Young did, who knows how he would do.
Right. Okay. Nick, what do you think on the quarterback thing with Cutler and Young and maybe even throw Lyon in there?
You know, I totally agree, you know, with Jimmy picking Jay Cutler as going to the Cardinals. I definitely agree.
Is he the best QB in the draft?
Yeah, like Jimmy said, if he had the protection that Matt Lyon had, then
right.
he would be
even better.
Right.
And he's still pretty good. Okay, so that's the way it looks in the mock draft. Any last thoughts from anybody? Mike, Jimmy, Nick?
Yeah, I just have to say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
With Jimmy's mock draft, at the pick number 22 with the 49ers, I don't think Santonio Holmes is going to go that late. I think he might go
I think
you know,
he's
going to
go much
yes,
higher.
Yes, I think he's going to go a little higher.
I think he might even have going lower. You know what?
Really?
I think he might even go lower.
Okay.
It's a matter of the 49ers.
I have a final word. I'd just like to say that you guys can disagree with me all you want, but Ty Hill is also, I think, the best cornerback in the draft.
I agree.
It's possible,
he ran the 4:30 at the combine, which is the fastest time this year
that
in the combine.
Right.
I think second, I believe, was Zanarius Moss from Miami.
Yeah,
I think he was second, but that doesn't matter right now. Ty Hill, his best corner in the draft. I really hope the Giants will get him, but I just don't think they will.
All right, that's
still... I just have to say one more thing. I think, you know, there was a guy last year in the NFL draft named Fabian Washington that went to the Raiders. I think he's going to be Fabian Washington in this draft.
No, I think he'll be better than Fabian.
All right, that's the way it looks in the NFL draft. It's coming up tomorrow. Don't miss it. It's on ESPN, right? Yeah, 12 o'clock and also Sunday as well. All right, coming back, talking a little baseball for you. What's it look like for Barry Bonds? Well, we'll tell you when we come back right here on Sports Talk Radio. Welcome back to Sports Talk Radio. Mac Rosenberg, Jimmy DeFalco, Nick Gazzola, and our two special guests, Mike DeSanti and Matt Rowan. And we'll get to Bonds in a little while, but there are two issues that I have to address. One good, one bad. We'll start with the good. Why not? Greg Maddux has just been unbelievable lately. He is only 15th on the all-time winning list, and he's out to his best start in his career. He is 4-0 currently, doing just unbelievable. And quite frankly, I think that he might just be the comeback guy of the year. Like, kind of like when Roger Clemens said he was going to retire, came back and did unbelievable. I think that he's going to be that kind of guy this year. 4-0, a .99 ERA. Unbelievable for Greg Maddux. And he has also 18 strikeouts to go along with that. But it really just matters is that we have old pitchers coming up and just doing so well. The likes of Randy Johnson, Greg Maddux now on that list. You know, just guys that are active in baseball, old guys, and they're coming up and they're still doing unbelievably well. Jimmy, what do you think about that?
I think Greg Maddux is a very good player. He's, as Max said before, he's 4-0 with a .99 ERA with 18 strikeouts. I think he's doing great this year. I mean, I don't see why he's going to be the comeback player of the year. I don't see why he wouldn't. Mike, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, we're already 1/8 into this baseball season.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if he's doing this good, if he keeps it up, he could compare like Roger Clemens did when he came back.
Yes, definitely. And the fact that this is just astounding. In 27.1 innings pitched this year, he's given up 3 earned runs and only 1 home run. Unbelievable. And 5 walks, which is just wow. Astounding for Greg Maddux. It's not, you know, a lucky 4-0. He's doing absolutely unbelievable. .99 ERA. And any other thoughts on Maddux? All right. We'll go to Mike DeSani for a new story that just broke a couple days ago.
Thank you. Actually, it was yesterday.
Yesterday, yes.
No, 2 days ago.
Yesterday, two days ago, okay. It still broke.
So, Delmon Young, top prospect for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays Farm AAA team.
Said to be the best rookie coming out of the minors.
Center fielder. There's an incident where umpire calls strike 3. He was watched strike 3. Umpire calls it. He walks away, throws the bat at the umpire, inches away from his face, almost hitting the umpire's face. Later, he says that it was just out of frustration and he apologized. Hey, Mac, what is your opinion on that?
Yeah, I wasn't sure that... You know, usually across that bottom line on ESPN, it usually says intentionally or unintentionally. It didn't say that this time. So was this intentional? Did he come out and say it was intentional?
He came up. He goes, "It was out of frustration."
So it was intentional. It was intentional.
And you don't. He got suspended. And just to bring other suspensions up with umps, the longest suspension in the MLB for an ump was Roberto Alomar shoving an ump. He was suspended for 30 days.
Wow. I mean, I honestly think he should be suspended for a little longer than that, for giving that much disrespect to an umpire. I mean, it's a new thing. A lot of umpires are being disrespected, and for that to happen, even in the minor leagues where it's not as serious as it is in the majors, I mean, it's really unbelievable. And it dents this guy's reputation because he's said to be the best rookie coming out of the minors. And I just don't see it.
Top 5 prospects.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Also, does he want to ruin his reputation?
Yeah.
If he wants to make an MLB, you just don't go
throwing
a bat at an ump.
Right, that dents his reputation.
Because it's over a stupid reason, too.
And yeah, it was.
Many MLB teams...
Yeah, hold on. It was a strikeout call.
Many MLB teams, just like a lot of NFL teams, don't want Terrell Owens. Why would you want a guy that might get suspended for...
And he actually called him out before he threw the bat. So he was arguing a lot before then.
He called him out, and then he started...
Then he threw the bat.
Then he argued, then he walked away to the dugout, turned around, threw the bat.
And I wonder what an ump is going to do after he throws a guy up and he throws the bat. And what can he do after that?
Yeah,
he can't do anything after that, right?
He got the strike 3, ump called it. He started arguing. Ump threw him out of the game, walked away, threw the bat at him.
Right.
Hit him right in the chest, inches away from the face.
Yeah, it hit him pretty hard, too.
Yeah.
What about when the major league umpires do something like that? I mean, because...
That happens in the majors.
I know, because just like in football, if something happens in college, it's not that big of a deal as if it was in football.
College football is much bigger than any other college sport.
Yeah,
For college basketball. But college baseball, I mean, who watches college? They don't even show minor league baseball. They show the College World Series, but the minor league baseball system, baseball is the only system with a minors. There is no other system with a minor league. Everything else is college. So, Jimmy, did you have something to say?
Yeah, Nick, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, I'm just going to add one thing. I went to a minor league game. And there was no one there. Like you said, it's like very unpopular sport.
Yes, it is.
Very few people there.
Right.
And it's actually pretty interesting watching these kids playing in AAA teams, and you might see them on your favorite team if they come up.
And minor leagues have gotten positive for steroids this year. 2 on the Mets. I'm a Mets fan, by the way.
Just for your information, they're playing the Pawtucket Red Sox.
Yes. Yeah, and then that was... Yeah, that was big too. All right, Barry Bonds. We all know steroid deal. I think it's kind of obvious by now. But I was watching baseball tonight. I think it was last night. I saw Peter Gammons, Hall of Fame sports writer, saying he feels sorry for Barry Bonds. Why? Because his leg is hurting.
Ridiculous.
But he took steroids. Well,
maybe that's why his leg's hurting.
Right, exactly.
If he never took steroids in the first place, maybe his leg wouldn't hurt.
Right, but he is old. He's 42, right? Not 42. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is 42. So, you know, that's going to be happening at that point. But Gammon saying that he feels sorry is just not what he wants to
do. And he feels sorry for him.
Yeah.
He has the record for the most home runs in a season.
And he probably did it while he was taking steroids. I read the book, if you read the book Game of Shadows, which I did.
Yes, he's third on the list in most home runs ever. He's three or four behind Babe Ruth. Why would you feel sorry for that?
And Bud Selig has come out and said, we're not going to celebrate if he passes
Aaron. Yeah, that's true.
But he did say we'll celebrate if he passes Aaron.
How do you feel bad for him?
Pretty weird.
Yeah, that's weird to me.
Holds the record, most home runs in a season, while questionably on performance enhancing drugs.
You have to figure, this is a Hall of Fame writer. You have to figure there's some logic behind this. This is Peter Gammon. It's one of the greatest baseball figures that has ever won
the steroids, and he holds a record for the most home runs in a season. I don't think I feel bad for him.
Right, but he's going to have his reasons. Jimmy wants to say something.
Well, I was watching ESPN like a week or two ago, and I'm sure you guys all remember the game when Barry Bonds took the field. I think it was opening day. I'm not sure. When a syringe was thrown at him. That was very disrespectful by the man. And first of all, how does anybody know? The only person that truly knows that if Bonds took steroids is Barry Bonds.
Right. And possibly Ken Anderson. The trainer. But yeah, Bonds is really, you know, he could have taken the steroids and not taken them. We don't know. He's the only one who knows if he took steroids. And I don't think the world will ever know if he took steroids.
Some security.
You can accuse him. You can put him in jail. It's just, it's not, I don't think we're going to get enough evidence.
I just don't like Major League Baseball when they do this kind of things. I mean, why don't they test A-Rod? He's got over 500 under 30. Why don't they test him? They should test everyone that's doing good.
Yes, they should.
And it's just not fair to Barry Bonds, and I feel his pain.
Also, with that,
I don't feel sorry for him, but I just feel like why he's frustrated.
With that incident with the syringe, goes to show the security at baseball fields. Pretty good. He got a syringe.
Yeah, but I see what you're saying about Bonds.
How are you even allowed to bring a syringe into a game like that?
Yeah, it's got that sharp point. You could stab somebody.
Good figure. Exactly. Yankee fan sitting next to a Red Sox fan, have a syringe in your pocket.
I feel what you're saying about Bonds, though, Jimmy, with the feeling sorry. What about A-Rod?
Exactly. Why don't they test him? He's been doing great lately.
Right.
He's over 500, under 30. They should test
him. Why don't they test Pujols?
I know.
Pujols is the biggest phenomenon we've seen in years.
Baseball commissioner is really stupid. They're like, you're doing good. We're testing you for steroids because you're doing good. I mean, what is this?
Why don't you test everybody?
Test everyone that's
just
doing
to make
good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Like you should test everybody. Not only the people that are doing good. Everybody.
Everybody, and especially the guys.
Anyone could be doing steroids.
And especially those pinch hitters who get the starting job the year after they're not doing good, and all of a sudden they start hitting home runs. It's luck. Like Ben Broussard, 2 homers, 8 RBIs last night. I'm not saying he took steroids, but, you know, he's not normally, he is normally the starter, but he's not the everyday starter there at first base for Cleveland. You know, he's in the shadows of Travis Hafner. Yeah. And, you know, why don't they test him? Why don't they test everybody?
Well, one thing I don't get is that, in football, we'll bring this back to football.
Yeah.
In football, most players that are in the National Football League take steroids. I know I'm a humongous football fan, but you have to admit, 90% of the players in the NFL take steroids.
Yeah, with that Carolina incident last
year. Why don't they make a big deal out of that? They only make a big deal out of baseball.
Yep.
Because baseball is where the records are held, and they don't want the records that were made a long time ago, because one of the greats like Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, they don't want it to be breaking because they're such...
They did that with pure... They're born with that. They made their own muscle.
Exactly.
They did not inject themselves, take any pills. Yeah.
That's why they don't want someone like Barry Bonds breaking it. That's why they're making it a big deal in baseball.
And why don't they test everybody? I mean, I want to know, why don't they test everybody?
Well,
it's
a waste of time. It's not a waste of time, but it might be a waste of, time and energy and stuff like that.
What if you catch someone doing it, though? and it wasn't someone who expected, then that's a good thing.
There's got to be a better way to know if everybody's taking steroids without testing everybody. There's got to be a better way to know if everybody's doing it without testing everybody.
I remember one year in the NFL, Randy Moss was caught smoking marijuana, but he did it in the offseason, and the NFL didn't make a big deal about that. I don't understand.
They should have.
He was taking marijuana. That's an illegal drug. Just because he's a sports player, they should have done something. Not give them the right.
They should have suspended him for the first four games of the season, like they did with Williams.
More than that,
they should have done something along the lines of
marijuana. I mean, it's a bad thing. Just because you're a sports player, that does not give you the right to take marijuana, steroids.
That might be the only thing I'd
during the off season. Not during the worst during the season, but during the off season. Go ahead, Mike.
That's the only thing I might put minor leagues over. One level up than the MLB, the fans, they respect. You don't see any syringes being thrown on minor leagues.
Well, that's because they don't show any games.
Hear about that, just like you hear about the thrown at the bat.
You guys probably don't know the reasoning behind the syringe throwing was that this guy, big Barry Bonds fan, he years ago tried to get his autograph and he wouldn't do it. He was a jerk to him, and that's why he threw the syringe.
Really?
Yeah. I heard about that on a radio show.
Yeah, I also heard about
That's why he threw it, because he's a big Barry Bonds fan, and he was acting like a jerk to him, and his mom tried to talk him out of doing it. He brought it to the game, and his mom, sitting with him in the stands, tried to talk him out of doing it, and he did it anyway.
I sort of
blame that guy, but I'm sort of on his side. Because if Barry Bonds was never a jerk to him, then he would have never got a syringe thrown at him. But still, why would you throw a syringe at him? You're going to go in jail. Why would you do that? Do you want to go to jail?
Well, in this book I read, someone tried to get Barry Bonds' autograph, and Barry Bonds said, "I don't sign for white people."
That's racist. That is. He's just, aside from the fact that Bonds most likely took steroids, he's a jerk. He's really not that nice of a guy.
He is. I admit I want someone to break Hank Aaron's record during my time, but not Barry Bonds.
Yep, that's what everybody says. Everybody's been saying that, and I agree. I think he's just been doing some bad things. He's not a nice guy. And his trainer is white. His trainer is white, and he says, "I won't sign for white people, but I'll sign for the guy who gives me steroids."
Yeah, I know.
It's really just unbelievable. All right, any
last
words?
We can all thank Jose Canseco for this, for bringing this into baseball.
Yes, right. Well, we don't know for sure who really brought it in, but just a funny comment there. Any last words, Jimmy or Nick?
Well, I just have to say this whole baseball thing's getting very out of control.
Yes,
it is. I hope it just slows down.
Let's just get back to baseball. I'm a huge baseball
fan.
Someone
should do something. They should all debate on a resolution. To solve this problem. This is getting out of hand.
It's hard. It's not. I mean, I don't blame Bud Selig. It's not that hard. It's not that easy to do. You never know who's taking steroids. I mean.
Yeah. So why don't they test them?
They can't. They're wasting. You said it yourself. They're wasting all that time and energy.
They are. Well, I think it needs to be done. I think that would be.
It does
easy,
need
but
to
it
be
needs
done.
To be done.
Yes, I agree too. But
Matt, do you have any thoughts on this?
Well, yeah. I've been wanting to get this out. I've been wanting to get this out for a long time. Barry Bonds. Think about it. Pete Rose. Let's take Pete Rose for example. He got banned from baseball for betting on baseball.
Well, there's another issue.
Doesn't Barry Bonds
we don't
get
have
banned
all day
for
here.
Doing something for
worse?
For
doing something like 10 times worse.
We're not talking about betting on a game, having fun.
But we don't know if Barry Bonds did steroids. Nobody knows if he did steroids.
Well, I mean, as of right now, we can all kind of conclude that Bonds did steroids.
Can't conclude that.
You don't
that.
Know.
Can't
you
conclude,
can't.
But as of now, we
and
all
that
think.
Is why Barry
no,
Bonds
we all think. We don't know anything. We knew Pete Rose did that. We don't know Barry Bonds did anything.
Even if Barry, listen, hear me out. Even if Barry Bonds didn't do steroids, he would still be considered a jerk. He is prejudiced. He hates white people.
He's
like, going back
racist.
To what Jimmy said.
Right.
It was in a book. It was quoted in a book, and it was also on
right.
Roberto Clemente's
son's But you can't suspend
show.
Somebody for
it
that.
Was also on Roberto.
You can't suspend
yeah.
somebody for being
yeah.
for being a jerk.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying.
So then what's your point?
I'm saying he's a bad person in general. It was even on Roberto Clemente's son's show. He said, "I do not sign for whites."
Right.
Don't you think it's a little weird?
A little?
That's crazy.
You don't encounter on people in the game. I can understand if, a guy in the 60s don't sign for white people because there was a lot back then, and sign for black people because there was a lot back then. But now, everything's getting settled with prejudice and all that stuff. He brings it up and starts saying stuff like, "I don't sign for whites. I only sign for blacks." I mean, that's really sick. And you know what?
But I still don't get your point. You're saying he should be punished some way for doing
that?
Let's say he never took steroids. He's still racist. So what? There are racist people out there. You can't stop them.
All right, and you want to know something else? I'm going to go back to what Max said in the beginning with the Peter Gammon. With the Peter Gammons thing. Peter Gammon's great baseball writer. For him to say that was, like, really bad. And you know what? I'll give it back to Max.
That's his opinion. There are opinions.
I'll give you an opinion.
And again, you know, you're acting like he should be suspended for being a jerk.
I'm not saying that he should be suspended.
We wouldn't even know. And I think you guys can agree with me.
We
wouldn't even know Barry Bonds was a jerk if he wasn't involved with steroids.
Yes, we would.
No, we wouldn't.
I honestly think he would still be producing, but not as much. I think he'd have well over 500 homers, not 700.
Before I read the book Game of Shadows, I didn't know Barry Bonds said that to white people.
Me neither.
I knew.
And that book was based on steroids. So they just managed to throw that one in there.
You want to know something? I swear that he had said that he was not signing with white people. Steroid talk with Barry Bonds was going around, but not as big as it was today. The chances of him being caught with steroids were very slim. It was a matter of fact that he was a jerk, even without the steroids.
I don't think anybody in baseball would know that.
I remember exactly what it was. It was in 2003, before all the steroid talk with Barry Bonds started happening.
Okay, the grand jury testimonies began in 2003, Matt.
Listen, Matt, you're right that he is a jerk,
yes.
But people wouldn't know that if he wasn't involved in steroids.
Wouldn't.
Just admit that they
would. Well, everyone has their own opinion, man.
Lot of people in baseball are jerks.
Let's say Ty Cobb, for example. He was a jerk. He was a great player. He didn't take steroids, greenies, any of that stuff that makes your performance go up. He was a jerk. He was just a plain jerk, and that's what I think Barry Bonds would have happened. That would happen to Barry Bonds, because he would have still been the same player. And now I'm going to give it back to Mac Rosenberg.
All right, thanks a lot. And any last opinions here before we wrap it up? We're just trying to wrap it up as much as we can here. Any last words, please?
Well, yeah, about Matt saying to Ty Cobb how he did.
Yeah.
Well, Bonds is, I don't think he would have been like Ty Cobb was, because they're both jerks, I agree with that, but Bonds is getting old, and he... Who knows? Maybe it depends on steroids to perform.
Well, yeah. Ty Cobb was
and once again, we would not know about Barry Bonds being a jerk if he had not took steroids. I think that is just enough to be a fact.
You know what? I'm not going to argue with you because we all have our opinions. You guys have your opinions. I have my opinion. So I'm not even going to argue.
Okay, yeah. That's
but see, what do we see in baseball today? Other than, like, big games, what's the cover story in baseball?
Steroids.
Barry Bonds acting like a jerk?
Not Barry,
other than steroids.
Not,
somebody acting like a jerk? No. That's not a big thing in
home
baseball.
Home runs, big catches?
Yeah, not... somebody acting like a jerk.
Well, I mean...
So, that's not even a big thing. If Bonds wasn't taking steroids, we wouldn't know that he was
a
jerk.
And Matt, I'm sure you've acted like a jerk before in your life.
Everybody does. Okay? All right, that's the way it goes here on Sports Talk Radio. A lot of important stuff. We'll be right back with some closing arguments. Welcome back to Sports Talk Radio. Matt Rosenberg, Jimmy DeFalco, Nick Cazola, Mike DeSani, and Matt Rowan alongside with us here on this beautiful Friday evening, and our conversations haven't been so beautiful. We're going back and forth. We're having some good arguments, and that's the way it should be here on Sports Talk Radio. And now we're just going to have a round table just about Barry Bonds' three big things. First, will he break Ruth? Will he break Aaron? And will he be in the Hall of Fame? We'll start with breaking Ruth. Jimmy.
Yes, he definitely will break Ruth. I don't even think that's like an argument. What does he have, like 709 right
711.
Now? 711. He has 711 already?
Yep.
He's three home runs to tie Babe Ruth. He'll definitely get four this year.
Yes.
He's breaking Ruth.
I'm going to say he's going to break Ruth. G?
He's definitely breaking Ruth. 711 already?
Yep.
Definitely.
No question. Mike?
There's not even a question. It's a fact. He's breaking Ruth. Three
Matt,
home runs.
I'm guessing you say the same thing.
Yes, I won't even answer that.
Okay. All right. Now, this is arguable. Henry Aaron.
Well, I think that he's not gonna. The only reason why I think he's not gonna is because he even admitted to the press he's not gonna do it. He said... He said, I'm not gonna break Hank Aaron's record, but I will break Babe Ruth's record. That's exactly what he said. Mm. So, he's not gonna break Hank Aaron's record. He doesn't believe in himself. If you don't believe in yourself, you don't think you could do anything, you can't do it. That's all I have to say.
Well, steroids is a substitute for that. If you take steroids and you say you won't do anything, steroids is not going to listen to you. They're just keep kind of doing what they do. And if you
but that's not my point. My point
right,
was...
Right, I understand. I do understand your point. And I don't know. Breaking Aaron, I mean, I say he's got to do good this year. I say he's got to get to 7, at the most, 730 this year to be set up to break it next year. 730 or more by the end of this year, and he breaks Aaron next year.
Well, I think he's going to retire. I think this is his last year.
Yeah, this is probably his last year. So I'm going to go with, I'm going to say no on Aaron. I'm going to say he gets pretty close, though.
I think all he wants to do is break Ruth. I think that's his main goal.
That's his main goal. Because
I think you look at Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron, the first thing you think is of Babe Ruth, because he was just like I don't think Hank Aaron dominated his era. I think Babe Ruth dominated
Babe
his era.
Babe Ruth's only dominating batter, pitcher, and outfielder.
Yeah, that's correct.
I don't think there's anybody.
Oh well, outfield wasn't.
He was dominating pitcher.
Pitcher was unbelievable. He was a great pitcher. He could have won Cy Young's. He was so talented. Nick?
Like Jimmy said, I don't think he's going to break Aaron's record because he has no faith in himself.
Right.
Not
he said it himself.
Yeah. And if you don't have faith in yourself, then you're not going to do it.
Right. Mike?
No, I don't think he will because, number one, you got to set your mind to it. Even if he does set his mind to it, even if he gives himself, positive energy and is like, I think I could do this. I really don't think he will. I'm definitely saying he will break Ruth's.
Right.
And also, if he does end up breaking Hank Aaron's, I don't think he deserves it.
Well, I don't think anybody thinks he deserves it. And, it looks like we're all going to say no, but Matt, can you...
Yeah, Matt pretty much summed it up. Yeah, I definitely say no. For one thing, he's gonna definitely break Ruth's, but... Another thing, Barry Bonds. I agree with Jimmy. He's gonna retire after this season because I don't think he has the bodily functions to move around as he used to in his 20s and his early 30s. His late 30s, early 40s have just become a mess. He can't move around like he used to. That's why I don't think he's gonna break the
record. Right. Okay.
I do think he will come in a 20 home run margin though.
Okay. And next thing we have is Hall of Fame, and does it. Well, there's a few factors. Does it depend? It probably depends on does he break Ruth's. Well, he will break Ruth's, but Hall of Fame, Jimmy, yes or no?
Well, I don't think he's gonna make the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose doesn't make it for gambling. I mean, how could Barry Bonds make it for injecting?
Oh, but himself? Pete Rose might. I think Pete Rose will make it in his lifetime. But that's another story for another day.
Yeah.
Jimmy, keep going with Bonds.
I don't think he's gonna be in the Hall of Fame because I don't.
About the phone there, by the way.
I just don't think that the guys on the board or whatever you want to call it are gonna vote him in because
actually the writers.
It's the writers.
So Peter Gammons will feel sorry for him.
I think he'll be one of the only ones that'll vote him in. I don't think he'll be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, if you think about it, Pete Rose betting on baseball, okay? He doesn't get in the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds injecting himself with performance-enhancing drugs. Definitely not making Hall of Fame.
Pete Rose hasn't done it yet.
Yep. And
I don't think he deserves to be either, Pete Rose.
I think we took Peter Gammons a little too seriously. He didn't mean, I feel so sorry for Bonds, I'm going to vote him in the Hall of Fame. No, he just felt sorry for him because it's late in his career, and that's the way it is. I'm going to definitely say no on the Hall of Fame, even though we still don't have any proof that he took steroids. And plus, they're about to bust him for perjury. So if they do that, forget it. He's definitely not in the Hall of Fame.
Well, let me just make one more comment.
Yes, Jimmy, and then we'll go to Nick.
I also want to say that he has a bad attitude, too. He has a bad attitude. He injected himself with steroids, made himself better, did all these bad things. I won't sign for white people. All these bad things. He's a terrible guy, as Matt have said before. So I just don't think that he'll be in the Hall. That's why.
All right, Nick, you're up.
Me neither. I don't think that he'll make it into the Hall either because he's a terrible guy. Why would you want a guy like that who injects himself with
I mean the Hall of Fame is supposed to be
for elite
role models.
For elite role model players and kids.
Barry Bonds isn't a role model. Who wants to be like Barry Bonds?
Who has looked up to Barry Bonds and say, you know what? I like Barry Bonds. I'm gonna inject myself like he did.
Exactly.
Well, there was a guy. Just a quick side note. There was a guy who killed himself because he was depressed about taking steroids, and he looked up to Barry Bonds and guys like Mark McGwire. If you read Game of Shadows, you'll know all this stuff.
Speaking of that, girl, she this is way off topic, but I feel the need to say this. This one little girl, she was watching SpongeBob one day, and she wanted to go down into the sea to see if SpongeBob was really there, and she drowned.
Yes.
Just like that.
Yep.
I think that's
it's turning into a life of role models. I mean,
I mean, no, but really, Barry Bonds is not a role model.
Right.
Yes, I'm going to inject myself with steroids to be just like Barry. Nobody wants to do that.
Yeah, but you know, another thing. Ty Cobb, he's not a role model. He's still in the Hall of Fame, so that's why.
Ty Cobb's a role model.
Yes.
He was
one of the greatest players who ever lived.
He was a racist.
Back then, when Ty Cobb was playing, that was okay.
Yeah, but now you look up to him and say, what's this? He was a racist.
I definitely see what you're trying to say, Jim. But that was before when blacks were treated bad.
Yes.
I mean, I'll be honest. I'll be honest. At one point, my favorite player in baseball was Barry Bonds. I mean, I'll just come out and say it.
Well, me, he was also before I knew about.
Oh, you had a lot of them. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, no, I don't think he's gonna be it. Well, role models, exactly. But the whole fact that he injected himself with performance-enhancing drugs—that
by itself
he doesn't deserve
that
it.
That by itself X's him out. There's a whole, you could write a book on the reasons, but steroids, and you're out.
Hall of Fame is for elite players who deserve it. If
right.
you use any drug, which is illegal, to help yourself get in there, I just don't think you deserve it at all.
And I know Matt was trying to make the point before that he was a jerk on top of that. So
yes, that's
come
true.
To think of it, this kid, Barry Bonds, when he was young, it's hard to think that he used to be a 40-40 player.
Right.
40 steals and 40...
home runs.
Home runs. Home runs and steals.
And you think about it, he was unbelievable before he took steroids. He was a great player before he took steroids.
And another guy that's 40-40.
Unbelievable. He won MVPs before he took steroids.
Well, you can make a case about that, but Barry Bonds, if you look at his card in like the 80s, he was skinny. He was very skinny.
I had his card in the 80s.
Well,
yes,
on the Pirates.
Skinny.
Yes.
He was on the Pirates. He was a tiny guy, little guy.
He was one of the greatest players. He was one of the best players in baseball before he took steroids. He was great.
You know, people can say that why he's so big today is because he used steroids. What about working out? Did anyone ever think about maybe he worked
maybe
out
he
really hard? Did anyone think that he worked really hard?
I don't think this is a coincidence. He's a little guy in the Pirates, comes to the Giants, he becomes big all of a sudden, and that's the same exact year. He breaks the record, and then the next year comes out he used steroids.
What if he worked hard?
He joined the Giants in 1993.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And I have to say one thing. I took a look at two cards, one on the Pirates, one on the Giants. His last year on the Giants, I looked at a card from him. He was about 210 pounds, maybe. I look at his card late 2000 on the Giants, about 275 pounds.
Wow.
That's how much. There is no way. I've never seen a guy gain 65 pounds in a margin of 7 years.
Yep.
From 210 to 275. That is just phenomenal.
Hall of Fame or not, Matt, while you're at it.
What? Okay, Hall of Fame or not? You know what? I'm going to have to disagree with all you guys, and I'm going to have to say yes. And you want to know for one thing? Because there are going to be guys just like them that are going to be getting the benefit of the doubt with steroids. Pudge is going to be in the Hall of Fame. Raphael's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Pudge has not been proven to use steroids yet.
But
in the book Juice by Jose Canseco, it is said that Gonzalez, Rondon, Ivan Rodriguez, and Rafael Falpera all took steroids. And a guy named Brett Boone's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Because I'm going to share a story with you guys. One day, Jose Canseco hit a double. He was going to second base. He saw Brett Boone. He was big, muscular. He says to Brett Boone, "Hey, how'd you get those muscles?" Brett Boone says, "Shh, quiet. I was taking what you take." That's how you find out about this stuff. Brett Boone whispered to him, right next to his teammates, that he took steroids.
Well, let me just comment on that.
Yeah.
How do you know that's all true?
That could be the press looking for big
and
story,
you said,
big
and
money.
You said Boone is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think Brett Boone's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
All right, well, that's...
And we
don't know.
Back to the Hall of Fame. I do think he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And we don't
know.
Gloves.
Jose Canseco could just not like those guys and be like, yeah, I'm just jealous of them. Jose Canseco could be like, I'm just jealous of them. I'm going to write a book where I said I gave him steroids. It's not proven.
And you want to know another thing?
Yeah.
I mean, a guy, eight gold gloves.
Canseco could want to lie.
He could have lied.
And to make money. People do it all the time. Con artists, they lie to make money.
Right.
So,
all right. Drop. We're getting off topic here. And any last words? We're going to wrap it up now. Any last words?
No.
I have one comment.
One comment.
About the NFL draft.
Let's go back to the beginning, shall we?
I think Jay Cutler is the best QB in the draft, okay?
I think we made that.
I'm gonna say one more thing about the NFL draft, too. It's about a quarterback that I want fans to look out for. He didn't get picked in the first round.
Wait, let me guess. Brody Croyle.
Yes, you're right. Brody Croyle.
Good guess, Sam.
He's going to... going to be a top-rated quarterback in Alabama. I think he's just going to have a great career.
All right.
I just think just look for him in the second and third round.
I have one more comment, too. Charlie Whitehurst.
Yeah, Charlie Whitehurst.
QB from Clemson. Okay. I think him and Brody Croyle, are going to be the next Tom Brady's of this year.
I have one pick.
Matt, do you have a comment, Jim? I'm guessing you all have
comments. I have a comment. Reggie Bush is going to be good.
Wait, I have one more comment. D'Angelo Williams is also the best running back in the draft.
Think we're going to be done with the comments for
he's
now.
He's definitely going to be
for Jimmy DeFalco, Nick Gazzola, Mike DeSantis, and Matt Rowan. I'm Mac Rosenberg. We'll see you next week. And just so you know, it's just going to be the three of us from now on, probably. We'll have some guests here and there.
Me, Jimmy, and Nick.
Yes,
Jimmy, Mac, and Nick.
That's the way it's going to be. For everybody here, I'm Mac Rosenberg. This has been Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah.